Off the ball.
Rugby.
I'd love to start a dog bone Joe McCarthy and go, well, we're picking power and physicality here. Yeah, and put Tyburn in the back row. I think the line-out is something I'm always banging on about.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Football on Off the Ball.
Brought to you by William Hill. Download the app and play today. 18+ gamblingcare.ie.
This is News Talk.
Come back. So you'll have seen by now that Republic of Ireland midfielder Denise O'Sullivan is up and running in the WSL with Liverpool. She was in midfield as they beat Tottenham 2-0 at the weekend after scoring on her debut in the FA Cup the previous week. Very happy to say she's with us on the line now. Denise, how are you keeping?
I'm good. How are you doing?
All good. So getting this win against Tottenham wasn't just a moment of relief for you, I'd imagine, in terms of your first league win, but also for the team as a whole, a first league win of the season. I presume the place feels a lot more relaxed around the dressing room this week than it did 7 days ago.
Yeah, definitely. I think it was a very big win for the team. I think, you know, the team has been through quite a lot during the season, you know, on the pitch and off the pitch. So for me to be there and see kind of how emotional everyone was from getting that win, and I think it was a lot of relief as well. It was really nice to be part of, and hopefully we can kick on now and that gives the team confidence going into the next few games.
How seamless has it been for you to slot in? Because we see the matches, we see what you're saying and everything that's being shown to the outside world. Do you slot in as easily as it looks behind the scenes?
Yeah, to be fair, I mean, in terms of being around the facility, being around the players, the staff, I think it genuinely feels like a really good place to be. It's a fantastic culture. It's a great environment. Everyone has made me feel so welcome since I came here. So in terms of that, I think, yeah, I've settled in really well. Obviously, having Leanne here, Nia Fahey and Amber as well made it a lot easier for me. So in terms of that, yeah, I've settled in quite quick. And I think it will probably take time on the pitch to get settled in, new league and stuff like that. So that will come in time. And I'm not really too concerned about that. But yeah, it's been a pretty seamless move for me.
Settling in to the new league is an interesting one because you've been in the league before on loan at Brighton during COVID. Mm-hmm. How different does it feel? I know it's only one game, but how different does the WSL feel now compared to 6 years ago?
Yeah, I think in terms of growth of the league, it's massive. A lot of top players are playing in the league now. I think it's become more demanding physically, and even playing the game at the weekend, coming from the USA, the game is quite more physical in this league, I would say. So just in terms of getting to grips with that, I think it'll take a bit of time. But as I said, I'm not too concerned. I think it'll happen over time, and being on the training pitch every day, and you know, I'm surrounded by really good coaching staff as well. So I think I'll learn here as well, which is really good. And I am playing in a more attacking position, which is nice for me with Ireland as well. Obviously with my old team Courage, I played the six there for 9 years, so that will be something that I need to get used to as well.
So are you playing as an 8 with Liverpool or further forward?
Pretty much 8-10. You could say 10 in one of the pockets. We kind of play with 2, an 8 and a 10. So I'm on that left, in that left pocket there, just further up. So it's nice.
Does that get said to you before you join? Because I presume that's a carrot for any midfielder. You're going to have the opportunity to attack more. You're going to have the opportunity to make your stat sheet look a little bit better by playing further forward. Are you aware of that before you commit to joining a club?
Yeah, definitely. Spoke to Gaz on a Zoom call and he kind of gave me what he wanted from me as a player and obviously as a person as well, leadership terms. So I had an idea coming into the club what a role I had to take up, and it's good to be an attacking player now. Obviously I played with Ireland there, so getting repetition of it is going to help massively.
There's obviously loads more I want to ask you about Liverpool, but just on Carolina Courage and mm-hmm. the decision to leave, like a huge part of your life has been spent playing for Carolina Courage. You won so many trophies, you were captain of the team. Mm-hmm. For just first, that very simple decision to say no, I'm going to leave this place which has become a second home for me. How big a call and how difficult a decision was that for you?
It was very difficult. It was emotional. Obviously been there for 9 years, as you said, became the captain of the club. But 9 years also is a very long time to be at one club in one place. And I just felt like, simple as, I needed a change, really. Change of environment, just a change of pace for myself and a new challenge. I think that was a big thing. And I think coming over here as well, obviously I'm getting older now, so being close to family is quite nice. They were all at the game the weekend. So it was a few factors that played into it. I think Liverpool obviously is a massive club with a lot of history, and coming to a club like Liverpool would be really, really great, I thought. So it was a few factors that came into it. And with the courage, I had such a great time there. And you know, there was a lot of change. I ended on good terms, really good terms with the club. I'm welcome back anytime, so that's a good thing. But there was also a lot of change happening there, and I just felt like it was a rebuild and it was time for me to go.
Okay, like, that's kind of a blessing in some ways, Denise, because I guess people could maybe flitter away the end of their career, and you might have got to the end of your career and thought, geez, I never had the opportunity to play for a long period in the WSL or play for a club of the size of Liverpool, because things had just gone so well in North America. Mm-hmm. So maybe those changes, maybe the thing that kind of gave you the kick to open up your options, maybe that was just a blessing.
Yeah, I think so. And I think it would have been easy for me to stay there and have the life that I had. It was amazing lifestyle, have my house there, and my fiance, everything was there at my doorstep that I needed. But for me, I need a challenge as a person. And I just felt like, coming to the end of last season, that's really how I felt in my heart, is that I needed something new. So I was thinking about it all over the off season, and I was just really stern in my decision. I wanted to go, and I was very honest with the club and straightforward. And, you know, they granted my wishes and, you know, thanked me for everything too.
Is this a collaborative decision with your fiance, or is this, listen, Liverpool have come calling, there's no conversation here?
Poor James. Yeah, I was pretty set in it, to be fair, but luckily he's very supportive, unbelievable. So it wasn't an issue, and he came over he's still here for the first 2 weeks, and will eventually move over here as well. So it was really nice.
Yeah. The size of a club like Liverpool then, and the promise of where they're going, I presume you just take one glance at the league table and you say, that's not a fair representation of where this club is actually going at a moment. And it is one of those rare situations where you can allow the reputation of something to be a pretty big part of your decision-making, because we're still talking about a league that is relatively new. We're talking about clubs within the league that are relatively new in terms of the women's side of the game. So you can expect big things to be coming from Liverpool over the next couple of seasons. So it's okay to allow reputation to influence this decision, I suspect.
Yeah, look, when I was deciding, then obviously the rumours came out, you know, people were saying, why is she going to Liverpool? I seen that everywhere. And I just thought it was my decision, and I'll go where I feel most comfortable and where I see that the club has a vision. And that was the main thing for me. I know they're in a relegation battle, but the facilities, the infrastructure of this club here is made for the top league in England. It's going into training every single morning, you have everything that you need. You have chefs on board before training, after training. So you're really looked after. And people didn't influence me with my decision. Obviously, I'm here now, and I'm really proud and happy that I made this decision, because I think it's going to be great for me. I think it's going to be good for my development still at 31 years old. And Gaz is an excellent coach, and his staff that are behind him as well. They really care about not only the team, but the development of the player. And I've noticed that in training, with all the little details that I've been getting in the number 10 spot now. So it's, it wasn't a tough decision for me to come to Liverpool. I was always confident in it, and I kind of seen it more as a challenge and an opportunity to help the team get out of that relegation battle, as seen as the other side of it, like as a negative. I never saw it as a negative. And as I said, I'm very happy to be here.
Is the step up in professionalism around the training ground and the facilities and aspects that are available to you, is that a big step up from your experience in North America? Like, you mentioned the chefs there. Like, would there have been more of an expectation for you to be kind of preparing your own food, for example, at certain points of the day, playing professionally in the States?
Yeah, definitely. I think it all depends on which club in the States. You know, a lot of clubs do have chefs and stuff. And I think that's where the courage are going to end up. I think they're going to invest to do that kind of stuff. But for me coming to Liverpool. Yeah, it was definitely a big step up in terms of facilities, and you know, you're showing up, everything is in the one place. You have your chefs when you come in the morning, you have your saunas, you have your ice baths, you have your jacuzzis in the dressing room, and you have your gym right there next to, and then you have all the pitches as well. So yeah, it was definitely a big step up in terms of professionalism from that side of things, for sure.
Has your day-to-day then changed quite a bit? Like, are you spending a lot more time at the football club?
Yeah, definitely. I go in there for 8:45 in the morning, and I get out there about 3:30 in the day, 4:00 sometimes. Just all depends, because, you know, outside of training, you want to take care of yourself, and you have everything there at that training facility where you can take care of yourself. So for me, outside of football, I don't really do much else. Kind of sit in my flat here and go to coffee shops and stuff like that. But I'd rather be in there and do my thing and, you know, get fed and, you know, do your recovery and whatever else you need as well. So it's different in terms of your day. Yeah, for sure.
The trade-off given the weather then seems like a fairly well-balanced thing. I think you're willing to pay that price given the way you're talking there.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously in America, the weather is pretty cold there right now. Actually, it's -11. So not too bad being away from it. But in the summertime, it's absolutely beautiful. And yeah, I think this is what I want. This is what I wanted. So I'm happy to be here.
I guess this is a question that kind of pertains like specifically to whoever your manager is. But certainly the way you've been speaking here about playing the number 10 and playing under Gareth Taylor, it does feel that already within the space of a few weeks, there's been quite an amount of tactical work, or at least the work that's been done with you specifically has been very focused on your position and how you're going to approach games tactically.
Yeah, definitely. He's a very good coach, I would say. Very detailed coach, and obviously his staff under him as well are the exact same. I think obviously I played a 10 with Ireland, and sometimes you get to detail, sometimes you don't, but I've just felt like here I've got really specific detail about the role, and things that can really make a difference and improve me as a number 10. So I think I've learned a lot so far. I've only been here 3 weeks, but in games, if you watch the game on Sunday, I think I can learn even more and I can improve even more on those things. I still need to be quicker with them and be sharper with them. But I think as time goes on, I'll get better every day and, you know, fit into the team a bit more and how they want me to play.
Because there had been some talk over the last few years that the role of the number 10 had changed, or at worst diminished, just given how popular 4-3-3 was as a formation globally. Do you think it's coming back into vogue now, the number 10?
I would say it's changed quite a bit. I would say I'm a number 10, but I'm more of an 8, box to box. I think with this Liverpool team especially, I think the other side of the ball is massive as well with this team, and a very high pressing, aggressive team. And that's why I think the coaching staff wanted me to come in as well, is because that fits my profile. I love to press high. I love to chase the balls down. I love getting into tackles. So that was also the other side. So I would say I'm more of a box-to-box 10, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That mm-hmm. seems to be the role right now, that the creative mm-hmm. players are absolutely still able to be creative players on the pitch. But God, the work rate has to be of a world-class standard as well. Like, you can't be the lackadaisical number 10 of 20, 25 years ago that maybe would have seen quite a lot of Serie A. You've got to have a lot more about you outside of possession. So obviously that's what Taylor's trying to implement, is a high-pressing game, sort of a high-octane, heavy metal football, which is a phrase quite familiar to Liverpool.
Yeah, for sure. I think on the ball, he wants the team to play. He wants the team to build out from the back, which also suits me. I think it's very structured in the way he wants us to play, which is good, because I think players know their roles then, and you can hold each other accountable to that. And then off the ball, he wants us to high press as a team, you know, keep teams to one side. So it suits me. And that was a big part of the reason why I also wanted to come to this club.
How big a factor was Niamh Fahey in persuading you to make the move?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I always keep in touch with Niamh Fahey. You know, since she retired from Ireland, we keep in touch with each other all the time. And before coming to Liverpool, obviously, she gave me, you know, details of the club and what it's like there, and how much she loved it. So She had a bit of an influence, but obviously it was my own decision in the end and the one I wanted to make. So, but yeah, it's great. Look, it's great to have Niamh here. I think playing for Ireland with her for 10 plus years, how many years it was, it's like a full circle moment now, because I always looked up to Niamh as a leader, and she had a massive influence in me and her being the captain of Liverpool as well. And now I'm here and, you know, going into a leadership role, I have to be a leader with this team as well. So it's really nice.
It does feel like something that's definitely happened, not just with Liverpool that you're going through right now, but also with the national team, that obviously we had, you know, a slew of retirements over the last 18 months when it comes to the national team. And there was naturally going to be a bit of a void when it comes to leadership. And even before those retirements, people no doubt would have looked at yourself and Katie as two of the biggest leaders in the dressing room, if not the two biggest leaders. That being said, you have a greater responsibility on your shoulders since those retirements happened. So I guess speaking more towards the Republic of Ireland, Denise, do you feel more comfortable in that leadership role now? And do you feel you've settled into that, having that greater percentage of a leadership role on your shoulders?
Yeah, definitely. Look, we've had so many great leaders, Denise Fahey's, Anya's, Louise Quinn, Diane Caldwell. They were fantastic leaders and amazing to have around the dressing room, on the pitch. And yeah, they left. When they left, it was a massive hole. We were not struggling, but it was hard for everyone at the time when they all left. And I think myself, I've come into the role now a lot more. I feel a lot more comfortable. I think naturally I'm a leader anyway. It just comes naturally, but I think I'm able to be more vocal now as well. I think I've come into that as well, and I think that helped being with the Courage, being captain there, you know.
Yeah, because I presume it's quite a difficult thing to, you know, not bark orders at teammates, but just find that voice in the dressing room, given, as you say, you're playing with people that you've looked up to for so long. So I presume now it's a total state of comfort that if something needs to be said in that Republic of Ireland, and maybe even the Liverpool dressing room, you'll be one of the first ones to say it.
Yeah, definitely. Look, I think that's what leadership is about. I think it's about lifting people up and inspiring people, but also holding each other accountable. And I think that needs to happen when you're a leader. You have to set the standard, you have to lead by example. And there's plenty of people who do that in the Irish team now, not just myself and Katie. There's Courtney Brosnan, there's Ciara Crews and Megan Connolly's, who also stand up and be those leaders. So we do have a lot of leaders that are coming into themselves now and using their voices as well in the national team. So it's great to see.
Denise, you mentioned there the reaction to beating Tottenham over the course of the weekend, and just the real sense of emotion that was very striking to you after coming in as a new player this month. And obviously Liverpool, when it comes to the men's team and the women's team, have just gone through just two huge moments of tragedy over the past year. Matt Beard obviously passing away during the year. You have knowledge of that before you enter the club, and you're well aware of all of that. Does it still take you by surprise when you arrive in the dressing room just how overbearing a tragedy like that can be 5-6 months later?
Yeah, of course. Look, the team has gone through, as you said, with the passing of their old coaches, it can have a massive impact for a very long time. And I knew that, I was aware of that coming into the club. But I think they've took it in their stride. Like they've been fantastic, all the players, and they just get to work every single day. They've welcomed me with open arms. So yeah, it's been great. They're a fantastic group of people there. I think Liverpool, the culture there is just amazing, and around the whole club, not just within the staff. You meet people all the time around the facilities and receptionists, and everyone is just so really, really genuinely friendly. So it's been great to go into. But I think, as you said, that win on Sunday, you could see the emotion and I think the relief in it, how much it meant to everyone to get, you know, the first 3 points of the season.
Because it feels like such an unfair burden on the players that the heaviness is carried for so long, and the connection between what they've had to go through and the poor form is just a completely unreasonable connection. At the same time, when you do get that first win, geez, the relief must have been unbelievable in that dressing room.
Yeah, it was. Everyone was absolutely delighted. And look, I've only been there for 3 weeks and I was absolutely buzzing myself, you know, just seeing the girls, how they were, how they were celebrating, smiles on their face, getting the 3 points. So it was really nice to see after they have went through such a hard time.
Denise, as a final point, then you mentioned that a few of your family were over watching you the last day. Is the entire O'Sullivan clan content to go and support Liverpool? Are some people coming over through gritted teeth? What's the breakdown and what's the situation there?
Yeah, to be fair, there's a mix, especially with the boys. The girls, the women, not so much. They just want to be here to support me. But some of the boys are United. Some of them are Liverpool. So, but they'll always support me in the end, so it's fine.
Very good. Well, listen, Denise, congratulations on a brilliant start to life at Liverpool. Two games down, two very good outcomes. Very best of luck for the next couple of weeks. I'm sure we'll be catching up around March as well before that France game. Thanks for your time, Denise.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Thanks
Cheers.
For having me on.
We'll take a quick break.
Football on Off the Ball.
Brought to you by William Hill. Download the app and play today. 18 plus gamblingcare.ie.
This is News Talk.